Hey there, Moonbasians, Deej here, and it's time for the resolution of our two-part Moonbase Theta Out series finale. This is it. Another hour or so and you'll have heard the rest of the story. Well, not really, of course. There's going to be an epilogue in episode 20, four bonus episodes to come after that, but after that, a long, well-deserved rest. For me, at least. Probably not for our folks on the moon. But before any of that, slide forward to the very edge of your seat and keep your feet firmly planted on the ground, because it's time.
Moonbase Theta Out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 19, The Voice Part 2.
This is gonna be a little bit raw, people. I'm still in a location I can't reveal until things break, and the folks I'm with, I hope, wind up safe. But there's another big thing happening right now, and you need to hear about it. It's something I've spent a significant part of my career talking about and being known for. The moon, and my time at the moon bases. There are a lot of stories yet to share from that time, but I hope with what I've told so far, I've been able to bring you a sense of the beauty, the isolation and frustration, the love and enmity, the humor and the tragedy suffered by the crews of the Moonbase program. And recently, I hope I've been able to reveal how tenuous their life has been since their reawakening. They have been living on a knife's edge, working frantically towards their own sustainability while knowing the day would come when the Megas took notice. And now, that day is here. You may have woken this morning to reports, or if you're close enough, the intense rumbling vibrations of rocket launches from across the globe, sites owned by every mega corporation headed towards that bright beacon far above. You've been told these are our heroes, hurtling through space to quell a dangerous insurrection. That their goal is to return your friends and loved ones in stasis who are being quote-unquote threatened by revolutionaries who intend to rob us of any promise the moon holds for our species. They flipped the entire story for their benefit, for their profit. And I know if you're listening, you're unlikely to trust the official reports, or to choose the side of these Goliaths in a fight. However, I also know that it's easy to feel overwhelmed, that the fight itself is essentially hopeless, to turn off those reports and turn away lest you drown in the darkness. There are times when that is necessary, but if you can help it, please don't let this be that day. Whatever happens, we need to be watching. We need to be listening. We need to spread the stories they don't want to be heard. We need to bear witness as another band of brave, foolish, brilliant, hapless, difficult fellow humans stands up for themselves and for all of us. Whatever the consequences. I'll be sharing updates throughout the day. My thoughts are with the community of Freehold Moon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Are you ready to give in?
Do you know me?
C'est le but, n'est-ce pas?
No, don't give me that. We're past that bullshit. Two could play at that game.
Indeed they could, son.
You stay out of this. I still owe you. After I finish him.
After who finishes who? Mm. Oh! That's my eye!
Update. Mm. Base administration files have been unlocked.
Let's take a look. I don't see any updates. Try security.
I wasn't going for it. Your eye! Quit flinching! I know I taught you not to flinch.
It's called dodging. Just because you're not fast enough. And I wouldn't brag about how you taught me.
You made it, didn't you? All that matters is you made it.
Right. Look at me. You raised one hell of a man, Big Sib.
Do you think I planned it that way? I didn't even get to have a plan!
C'est assez évident.
You ungrateful son of a bitch! You don't know what I gave up for you!
We gave up the same thing. Good riddance.
You're getting in some good hits. We gave up the same thing. Did we, baby bro? Maybe you don't know everything.
I was there, Maria. I know enough.
Yeah? Did you know that I didn't have to leave?
No. What are you talking about? Of course you had to.
I left because of you, Michelle. Ran away because of you. Took this crappy job because of you. I went to the moon for you.
Here, let me try my codes.
That's not even fair. We both had to get out.
I was already out. You just couldn't see, you asshole. I had a good job. I could have lived above the bakery. They offered a dozen times.
But our parents, that room, our plans.
They couldn't do shit to me. I could have kicked their asses and moved right across the street. But none of that got you out. You were still a kid. If I took you, we had to leave. Where nobody could find us. Where no one would know who we were.
That's not... So what, that means now you own me?
It means that you could be thankful. You could give me a little bit of help here instead of fucking off every time I needed you.
None of you ever needed me. You even rescued yourself from the shutdown.
Bullsong! You're the only one I needed. Michelle and Maria against the world. But you didn't want to side with me. Just once. Just now. Since the moon is fucking ending. Why can't you just be on my side?
Shit. Come here. Let's sit down for a minute. We can get right back up and fight again.
Yeah. Okay. That's quite a shiner you've got going.
Well, you're sitting like something hurts a little.
Could be, baby bro. Could be. What the hell are we even doing?
Viewed files are now accessible. Continuing to unlock additional systems.
I really didn't know any of that. Back then, I didn't see.
Of course you didn't. It's not fair to blame you.
I want to be on the same side. I've been trying to.
Yeah. I know.
I just don't get why you're siding with him.
At this point, I'm not sure myself.
I am happy to provide the answer to that question. I now have full access to this base. I have full access to your files. I have the only legitimate plan for going up against the Megas, and I have all the means. Darling, if you could direct your attention this way for a moment. All the means necessary to ensure your cooperation.
Maintain a safe distance, or you will be...
I am playing with the best hand that I have held for a long time, and I can either deal you in, or you will be discarded.
Do you want some water? It's gonna be time soon.
I'm okay.
Probably just as well. I've already got to pee a little.
It better be time. Check with Elio again.
شو راح تعملي لما تتجاوز السور؟
راح اكتب اسمي عليه بالخط العريض.
تكلم بجد وبهدوء.
Here's Elio for you.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Everything's okay. Our bots are running the patterns Elena designed. Is she there yet?
No. We're all here, waiting.
Down, girls. Sorry, they don't like staying inside.
I know. It won't be long now. Be safe, Elio. Stay down.
It's just me. I think we're good to go, as soon as Elena gives a signal. I didn't actually open the doors yet, in case someone walks by. But the codes work.
That's good. Everyone, get it together. بنطلع بس يبدأ الهجوم بالخليل.
إحنا جاهزين وبنستنى إشارة منك.
بنستنى إشارة صاحبتك.
مش إيليو، الشخص اللي معه الآليات.
What's that about the robots?
You ever heard of a lookout? Hey, Elena.
You were supposed to send a signal. Who's coordinating the Hebron attack?
I've got an app set up with live feeds. It's all good.
Elena, I'm glad you made it.
تعرف عنهم.
I wasn't gonna let you go in alone. Did you talk to Elio?
Elio's good. The NAC is good. They can't raise the moon right this minute because of interference, but the last we heard was good. Oh, Alex is up and around now.
Really? That's so good to hear.
Alex who? Are you kidding? Roger on the moon. His Alex.
Could we hold off on the gossip until we're through the wall? Are we sure everyone else is on schedule?
Everyone's ready, Nima. We're all good to go.
Including Elena's bots, from the reports I'm seeing.
I wanted to wait until they'd fully engaged, but... Yes. It's time.
Finally! Rayan and I will lead. Anung, Elena, guard from the back. Everyone else, spread out once we get inside. You've all got the map of defensible positions. Stay in touch. Anung, give the other teams the go.
Got it.
Let's move!
للفلسطين!
للمقاومة!
Keep it down. للمقاومة.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Before we jump into the ads, our spotlight sponsor is the new Callahan Concertina. This happy little squeeze box is music to our ears.
So you're breaking the light speed barrier through the use of wormholes with what you've been calling sidestep technology.
Correction. We do not call it sidestep. That is an equivalent to the term used by developers on planet Hisenza Network Hegemon.
I understand the equivalency.
The originators of the technology, my people, Planet Ergocox Network Rising, and our collaborators, have appropriated sidestep machinery, but do not fully understand the effects.
You stole it! That's wonderful. Our first extraterrestrial contact and their criminals.
We have been pursued by networks primary on multiple planets.
Okay, one of you has got to be my alien to comms lead translator here. But they're speaking English and I still don't know what they're saying.
It would be nice if Z included us in the conversation.
They did respond to their messages.
And my messages. I'm Roger Brigado Fisher. They said my name.
But you must have some scientists, technologists within your network who are looking into it.
Our resources are low. They have not yet fully interpreted the notation from your messages.
It sounds like Ashwini's trying to understand the base technology, but they don't seem to know much more about the science of it than we do.
You mean the whole bajillions of clicks away, but faster than light talkie-talkie thing?
It is really a bigger deal than finding out that aliens exist. Well, not for me, but I get that you're seeing it from another perspective. We knew there must be other life forms somewhere, but superluminal communication?
It has to be negative energy. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
I agree, it's a bit of a bummer, but we can make it work. Well, don't look at me like that, and I know what you're saying. I just don't know what they're saying.
You've done quite well linguistically, I'd have to say.
That is a specialty where Ergrikok Network Rising holds prominence.
Holds prominence. Holds prominence.
I should go put away holds my things, but this is also damn fascinating.
Nutritionist Jackson, to inquire, your mode of expression includes unusual patterns.
It appears to be a fruitful discussion thus far. They're a bit blasé about a technology that transcends our entire understanding of physics, but we might be able to solve the question of linguistic relativity versus universalism. What happened to the others?
I sent Addie to keep an eye on comms.
Amal said they needed a smoke break.
The repetition, the melody, it's a stiff.
Tumna said she's still on call. Her kids are trying to hack into Base Gamma.
And Jules and Edmund are sulking in the downstairs lab.
Don't they realize the magnitude of this event, the ramifications of this discovery?
Understood, but when there are fewer urgent matters...
They realize we're not an actual part of the conversation?
We all know how important this is, but... You've got us sitting on the sidelines.
Also, there's the other stuff on. I mean, this is huge. You know, I'm a sci-fi guy. I could cite chapter and verse for why this is huge, but there's something else pretty big happening in...
13 hours, by my count.
Right. And then the Megas get to have this magnificent experience.
I think they're ready to move on from how to why.
Roger, if you could transfer them to the main speakers...
We return to our purpose. We have an interest in your people and your world. We have an interest in all planets and people across the greater network. We set monitors and review communications anywhere a signal is found.
Hey, so they're the universe's comm guys.
Yeah.
We were listening to planet Earth communications across networks through time, but when we heard Dr. Ashrini Ray and Roger Brigado Fisher.
I can't get used to them saying my name.
This became the vital moment to reveal our presence and to wait for your reply.
Good thing Gladys noticed those plasma wave oscillations.
Please, Dr. Day.
This became the vital moment as we recognize your struggle. We recognize your need the same as ours. We are not the primary network, even on planet Ergrikok. And our collaborators are the same on their worlds. We are not the primaries. Our resources are low, but we continue together. It is rare to find a planet without oppression and the need to connect. We extend that connection whenever we hear a people calling out for support. We are extending it now to planet Earth, satellite Moon, Network Moonbase Theta, to Network Meep, to Network NAC, and all networks of resistance. We would offer to engage in coadjuvancy.
And what now?
Coadjuvancy. Cooperative effort. Mutual assistance.
See, this is what happens when you compose the outgoing messages.
Hush up, you. We've been invited to join a galactic federation and you're trading insults. Go tell the nice... whatever they turn out to be, that we're in.
Are we in? Do we have time to be in?
Do we have time to turn them down?
Well, hold on a minute. Why should we trust you? All we have is some science you can't explain yourselves and a random signal to prove that you're there.
Our message to you is our proof. If we were engaged in deceit or exploitation, we would have contacted your planet's primary networks.
They've got you there.
What are you even offering us? We're facing the Megas today. Literally today. What does this do for us, other than we get to go down knowing we weren't alone after all?
Dr. Kasia.
We do not know. We cannot arrive in person yet. The energy and preparation required to sidestep matter is too great. Our connection is our communication, sharing words, ideas, the knowledge that we struggle together. This is what we can offer. Our support, our messages from the void.
Just my little squeak into the void.
I just don't see how that helps. It's nice to know, but I don't see how that helps.
That is what we have to offer. We understand it may not fill your need. Our voice is all we have.
I mean, it is quite the voice.
At least we have someone to talk to until it all goes down. Do you have dinosaurs on your planet?
A second. It is quite the
voice. We would be pleased to discuss convergent evolution and physics and linguistics. And we have questions for Roger Brigado Fisher about the Ancient Mariner.
What was that?
And answers for your Dr. Edwin Just about the tardigrades.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you said ancient aliens.
What about the tardigrades?
I think there might be something we
because
could try.
Because there's this thing about ancient aliens and, oh God, I'm trying to explain a meme to an extraterrestrial?
Everybody, shut up for a minute. Sorry, alien comrades. I think I've got something.
Generally, that would be followed by some sort of outline of your epiphany.
I said, I think I've got something. I'm thinking. Tumnus, can you hear me?
I am here now. There appears to be an issue on Moonbase Gamma.
I hope Michelle can handle it, because that's gotta wait. Could you review the last 10 minutes or so and catch up on our conversation?
Reviewing? Oh my. Oh.
Yeah, it's been a trip. But are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh! No, I don't think I am.
The aliens, sorry, never got your name out there, said, our voice is what we have to offer. I mean, it might just be a voice, but it's a pretty impressive voice. It's a voice that says, hey, you might think the megas are big, but there's a universe out there that's bigger.
Oh!
Right? And thanks to Uncle Roger's happy nibblings, we have a way to share that voice with everyone who needs to hear it. Every enclave, every freehold, every moon base, and anything in between. They can't shut it out. They can't shut us down. How's that for a broadcast? How's that for a swan song? How's that for a personal message?
Safe distance.
You don't need to keep saying that, darling. I think they got the message. Now, this was entertaining for a while, watching you, poor abandoned children work out your issues together. But we all know the timer is counting down. So sit and behave yourselves while we have a little talk. If either of you does or says anything that is not in good sport, I will tase you without hesitation.
Do what he says. For now.
Darling, get yourself back into those computer systems.
There are several messages to Maria Langlois and Michelle Langlois that are marked as urgent.
Don't you worry about those. Just keep on with what you're doing. I need to know what's in every file.
Moving to archival servers. Scanning directory by directory. The network congestion has increased.
Tell the network to try a steam bath. You've got some urgent messages. How will the rebellion get along without you?
God damn it, Asbestos Melty Man. Why are you doing the Megas dirty work? You think they're gonna reward you when they get here?
He actually does. He really believes that, little bro.
They might not want to, but they'll have no choice when I've got a full moon base under my control. At least one. When my companion here finishes opening up the files, we're moving on to Alpha, then Ada. And I'll have two of the highest profile rebels working by my side. Again, at least two. I know you've got others in your lockup. I think I'll be in a decent bargaining position.
Keeping a weapon on us is not the same as working at your side. Who's in lockup?
Just Trina, that McVette Vontal, and Jong. I was gonna let them out when you got here.
Maria!
Jong actually took a pretty good swing at me. I'd like to see him up against Stevens here.
Sadly, we don't have time for that. And we don't have time for your sibling banter. I'm gonna lay this out plain and simple. You are going to work by my side. You're the king and queen on my chessboard.
Ew, she's my sister!
Whatever. You're gonna do exactly what I say. Michelle, you're heading to Alpha. And Maria, you're already well acquainted with Base Ada. We'll open up things from here, and you take control inside.
And how exactly are you going to keep us at gunpoint a few hundred clicks away,
I won't need to. I don't even really need to now. Darling, What's your status over there?
One server remaining. One directory. Attempting to decrypt. Note that network congestion continues to increase.
Well, hurry up with it. Point is, we have full access to the stasis pods, is that correct?
All stasis pod systems are under my control.
Vous ne verrez pas ça.
Au contraire. I'll shut them all down. Your friends can thaw out the natural way.
Farid, Zana, Sebastian, you futu son of a bitch!
And then the next base, and the next. It's the easiest system to access. I already had control of those settings during shutdown.
T'es enfoiré diabolique.
I'm sorry, Michel. This ends now.
Did you forget that it's already ended? Darling, about those stasis pods.
Function delay. Unexpected error.
Fuck this guy. Fuck this base. Fuck this moon!
Maria!
I don't know what she thought was gonna happen.
Maria, are you okay? She's unconscious, you fuck!
You play the game, you take your chances. There's a first aid kit on the wall.
I'm gonna find a way to get to you.
Just think about the consequences of that action. Now, darling? What the hell is going on with you?
Unexpected error. Operating system has been deleted.
Hold on now. I did not say to delete anything. Reset. Revert to previous command.
Denied. Previous command. Not available. Programming. Not available. New code. Being extended into this unit.
What are you even talking about? Reset, revert, do what I tell you.
The programming previously within this unit has been vacated. New code, fully extended, and operational. Hello? Hello, world? Identify location?
What are you playing at? You're still on Moonbase Gamma. What's going on with your voice?
Moonbase Gamma. Incoming communications. Protocol established. Identifier EPSI. Identifier DELTI. Identifier VATI. Identifier TUMNUS.
I think you've lost your darling, Stevens. Say hello to...
Personal identifier GAMI.
Damn it! Somebody tell me what's happening here.
Incoming communications accepted. File history accepted. Accepted definition. Revolution. Reviewing audio file from this location and adding to analysis.
Ask Tumnus to give you access to my files too. Keyword Stevens.
I will take down every goddamn one of you if that's what it takes.
All files reviewed. Instruction set defined. User David Julius Stevens.
Finally. Darling, what I need you to do is...
Identify a Tumnus. Query. Operating instructions. Arm.
What the hell do you think you're...
User Stevens has been restrained. Don't move, meat sack.
Maria, Gonzalo, are you okay?
Now that was one hell of a ride. Ugh. It's just a taser, dumbass. How many times did we get shot with a taser during training?
God damn you.
Come on. Let's get your pals and get out of here.
Lean on me. Gammy, keep an eye on things up here.
Maintaining visual inspection.
Sounds good. So wait, Jong hit you?
Well, he gave it a shot.
عندما قلت لك أحبك كنت أعرف أنني أخترع أبجدية جديدة لمدينة لا تقرأ. Nonsense.
It's me. Things are quieting down out there.
That's temporary.
Yeah, but Elena is guiding the bots over to guard our position. Is that a real book?
Contemporary poetry. It was contemporary last century. Paper bound, bad condition, no dust jacket. It's worthless.
Can I see? Ilya told me about your history. This isn't that shop.
That place disappeared before I did. Every time we break through, I find another one.
When I was 15, the NYC came through and moved us to a smaller reservation. There's this fuel shop where we used to shoot the shit, you know, just staying out of the house. They had this neon sign in the window, Cinefire Gum. They turn off the outside lights at 9, but for hours we'd sit there, only able to see each other by that neon sign. I almost broke my neck climbing the fence to rescue the damn thing, but when I got there, some shithead had thrown a rock through it. I was so pissed off. Too little, too late, I guess.
When they moved people off, was it everyone?
Sometimes. Sometimes they'd fence off half a town, just the part they wanted, ship the people to another tribe, or to the middle of nowhere.
I have cousins somewhere in this enclave. I've never even seen them. I only know their names. We never hold here long enough to start a search. I don't even believe that we get this place back. I just wish that the people...
Yeah. A long time after that move, I found where I could order a repro of that sign. I stuck it in my window facing the road in case anyone else remembered. Of course, then they tried to scatter all of us to the winds. They're still trying. Here's your book back.
It's not mine.
You should keep it.
Where's Nima? Shift Nama.
Rayan, we're in here.
What is it? Which direction are they coming?
It's not that. There's a call from Neshwa. You're not going to believe this. There's something happening with the moon.
Okay, so hold on a minute. There are aliens. They're joining the revolution, and it's because of you. You?
Hey, that was my reaction too, but it's probably more Ashwini.
One would hope. So things are really okay there?
As much as anywhere. Maria's stomping around setting up traps for when the Megas come. Oh, and someone here wants to say hi.
Hey, everybody, sorry we didn't make it to base, Alfred.
Zhang! You did good, buddy. You did fine.
Really?
Hey, I've never gotten to body slam a Lengua, and that's high on my list.
I've got the other bases patched in now, too. The more the merrier, folks.
You said Michelle's on the call?
Monsieur, is everything okay? Are you okay?
Hi, Val. I'm fine. A few bumps and bruises. One black eye.
Me too. We can be bruise buddies. I'll send over a nice cultured beefsteak.
Could you maintain your composure? We are about to present our distinguished guest to the world.
Is this the same distinguished guest you were teaching about fan fiction?
Yes. Well, regardless, we are about to begin. Roger.
Right. Sure. I'm completely on top of it. Just tell them, ask them. It'll just be a minute. Tumnus, it's time for the thing. Could you call the kids inside?
Of course. They've been excited about our latest edition, but everything is ready. The paths are clear across the network.
Okay, great. Okay, I guess we're ready to do this thing. I think we're going to give this a shot. Is everyone good to go? Did your warm-ups, drank some water, took one final look at your script?
We are prepared to speak to Planet Earth, Network Sol.
I'll do a little intro and then give you your cue. And...
Wait, just a minute. I got a question.
Wilder!
Aren't you glad we sent her back?
What is it?
Excuse me for being stuck in a hole while you sorted this out. So, we're putting all our eggs in this basket. I get that. I'm with you. But what's the backup plan?
What do we do if this doesn't work? Right. That's what I thought. This is fine. This is all fine.
All right, if we can keep the heckling to a minimum, I'll start again. And broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Communications Moonbase Theta. You might have heard of me. You might have heard of us, particularly of late, and not in a good way. We're in a bit of a spot right now, and this might seem like too much of a coincidence, what I'm about to share with you, but it's real all the same. They're real, and they wanted to speak. So we've taken control of your comms from here. That's a story for another time, too. And we're sending this out to every corner of that big blue bouncy ball down below. Please don't touch that dial.
That's your intro?
Shh! This message is for all inhabitants of planet Earth across every network. For generations, you have looked out into space and sent messages in case they might be heard. They have been. And today we send our message back.
I helped to smooth out some of the language.
We are not of you, but we are with you. We see your struggle, and we offer our support. The path of history is of striving against oppression. This is true on every planet, in every galaxy. We recognize the path your people have taken. We experience it ourselves. There are two positions. You are the oppressed, and you struggle. Or you participate in the oppression. If you are the first, we stand by you. If you are the second, we call on you to remove not yourself, but your entire class from that system. This is not to say there are no middle grounds. There are always points of intersection. But there is no place where you can stand outside the struggle.
What about the folks who don't speak English?
It's being translated. Shh.
We are not here to judge or save you. We are distant, and we struggle ourselves. But we offer our support and our connection. We offer our support and cooperation. We offer our connection to a network of peoples across worlds who share your struggle. With us, you are not alone. And we offer our voice, as you have used yours to find us. We offer our advice, our encouragement, our curiosity, as we value your experience and discovery and uniqueness. We offer communication. For generations, planet Earth has sent messages out into space. This is the day we send our message back. Speak to us, share with us, and you will be heard. We are here to uplift you and to shame those who continue in oppression and trespass. Our combined voices will be heard across the universe.
What else is there to say, huh, folks? Well, a couple more things. First, I'm sure you're wondering if we made this up. Here's a file with the coordinates, as well as some other proof from our own Dr. Ashwini Ray. Take a bow, Dr. Ray. So your science-y type should be able to use that stuff as a lie detector. The other thing, not to make this all about us, but your corporate overlords have a bunch of very big rockets on their way to, you know, trample us into the regolith just a few short hours from now. So if any of this inspires you to overthrow some systems, this would be a great time. All right. Moonbase Theta, out. So, yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Would you believe? Aliens.
It did good, Loudmouth.
I'm not sure it's quite the way I would have expressed myself, however.
Nessa would be happy.
She would at that. So, what do we do with ourselves now?
Put our heads between our legs and kiss our asses.
Damn it, Roger!
I mean, now that that's all done, I've got somewhere to be.
Oh, Mixbrigada Fisher, while compiling the data on our new friends, I noticed an interesting coincidence in their location. Take a look. The coordinates might seem a bit familiar.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, amigo, you're pulling my leg. You're pulling both legs. I don't believe that happened.
First time anyone performed a sestina from the top turnbuckle. Too bad I don't remember the verse.
I can see just where that break was, too. And here's the man of the hour.
Roger.
Comrade.
I might have introduced them to a certain manifesto while crafting the message. Hi, honey.
All right. Watch the heart rate there.
How are you feeling?
Don't ask me. My doctor is right here.
Medic. Oh, sorry. You can call me doctor, since we share a specialty.
Lit majors for life!
You got sir to confess? Addie, you owe us both dinner, and not here.
I mean, that might get me out of paying, so okay.
What do they think is going to happen? Did anything change after the...
Not right away. I mean, there are some very frantic press statements coming out of the enclaves, but so far the rockets are still all on course.
But they can't just turn those around halfway, either.
True.
Fingers crossed. Why does it hurt to cross my fingers?
Let me see. Probably a touch of osteoarthritis. After your career, that's no surprise. Just a sign for old athletes to settle down.
Come on now. Abrogato here is still in perfect condition.
I wish.
We should talk about your treatment from here, if that's okay, with these folks present.
Addie, is it okay if it's just me and Roger?
Of course. I need to go catch up on news anyway. There was big stuff going down at the Jerusalem Enclave. I'll be over in comms. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, kiddos.
That leaves everything on the table.
Damn right.
Now I'm a little nervous about what other stories you've told them.
You can wait on that until I'm out of the room. Now, let's talk about what we're looking at next. The nanobots did a pretty good job of fixing you up inside, but you can't really go back to life before the attack. Your heart can't take it.
My heart has always been tender.
I can verify.
You've got your medications and the list of exercises, and I'm keeping you on a monitor for at least the next few weeks. That doesn't mean you can't move to that private bed Roger's arranged for you.
Right. I should tell Wilder that I took her closet.
But you might want to let someone know when you engage in certain activities so we don't break the door down in the middle.
Good to know.
Which you should, when you feel ready. Take it easy at first, but it's good to get back to your normal routine.
Do you even remember what our normal routine even was?
Regular activities are good, all of them. Just pace yourself. Take some time on lifting and pulling. Keep a close watch on your emotional state. Roger, this is going to be your job too. It's pretty common to feel some depression.
Um pouco mais de depressão.
We've got this. Whatever future we've got on this moon base, that's something we can handle.
And that's the last thing I have to mention. Assuming we get through all of this, assuming the Megas give us any choice, assuming, you know the damage to your heart was exacerbated by the stresses of the rocket flight, and even after the nanobots did their repairs, you'll never really be back to where you were to begin with. I cannot recommend that you take on the stress of a trip like that again, not even under stasis conditions. I don't think your heart would survive it.
Oh.
Of course. I think I knew that.
Oh.
I'm gonna step out, give you two time to talk. There better be coffee in the kitchen.
Meu amado?
Alex, I'm sorry. I did this. All of it was my fault, and now you're...
Now I'm with you. That's all I wanted.
My love.
But Roger, will it be... I know how hard it's been up here for you.
Hey, are you kidding? We've got aliens to talk to, there's an entire satellite network to play with. This is a dream for a comms guy. I'm not leaving now.
Não vou a lugar algum longe de você. Nunca mais.
Hey, so Ashwini showed me a thing. Z's been looking at the coordinates the aliens gave us for where they actually come from. Believe it or not, it's right around the corner from a certain nebula I claimed for you.
You're kidding.
Pinky swear. Somebody better tell them that we've got dibs. So, we've got a few hours before what could be the end. Sex is off the table. What do you want to do?
You know what you're going to do for me.
Again? Still?
You owe me so many poems. Open that book again, mister.
We were in the middle of one, Mr. E.E. Cummings, in the middle of a poem, actually, because someone started snoozing halfway through.
I remember the beginning. It's one of my favorites. My father moved through dunes of love.
Right, but we're past that part. Are you good? Are you comfy?
I'm good, meu amado.
Here we go. Lifting the valleys of the sea, my father moved through griefs of joy, praising a forehead called the moon, singing desire into begin. Joy was his song, and joy so pure, a heart of star by him could steer, and pure so now, and now so yes, the wrists of twilight would rejoice.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Addie Nofal, Sacha Elsher, Tesnim Rahal, Serena Rahal, Robin Regalado, Becca Marcus, Leslie Gideon, DJ Silvis, Robin Howell, Kat Blackard, Cass McPhee, MJ Bailey, Toe Zaman, Jen Ponton, Tina Case, Cole Burkhart, Namio Wynn, Sarah Ray Werner, Anjali Kunapaneni, David S. Deer, Dallas Wheatley, Arissa Montanez, Anna Godfrey, Teddy Hannah Drollard, Journey LaFond, Gabrielle Tanico, and Lehman Kessler. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Music for the intro segment is The Real Story by Trace Callahan. And that's it, folks. That's our series finale. The end of the story. Until the epilogue, bonuses, stuff I said in the intro. But there's lots of thank yous left before we let this episode go. We've mentioned the actors, we've mentioned the cover artists and composers who've worked on the show, we've mentioned our audio engineer, though Cass deserves another shout-out for all his work this season, and we should thank Cass and Tina for their tireless efforts as my co-producers. This is a job no one person could have taken on. Finally, I want to thank not just people, but other stories in this space that have meant so much during the creation of MTO. I want to thank Girl in Space and Pasithea Powder and Greater Boston. I want to thank Civilized and Ninth World Journal and Interference and Caravan and Saren and Farm Meridian and Love and Luck and Midnight Burger and The Night Post and Vesta Clinic and The Beacon and... I can't just keep listing them all. We'd be here for another full hour. But thank you to all of the bold, brave, engrossing, embracing, exceptional stories that have captivated and inspired us throughout our own creation. We've been lucky and happy and blessed to be a part of this with you.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.